Art in Seoul is a weekly spotlight on arts and culture in our area and is funded in part by O'Connor Hearing Center in Ann Arbor, dedicated to providing a greater quality of life through advanced precision hearing aids on Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor and online at O'ConnorHearing.com.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and every week we focus on a different art in our community. Today, it's the art of better living. Our guest this week is an accomplished author, speaker, and a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, co-founder of the Center for Positive Organizations at the university, Dr. Bob Quinn. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about this Center for Positive Organization at U of M.
The center is a place that fosters teaching, research, and various other activities on creating more positive organizational workplaces.
So you focus on business, or do you feel a strong direction in personal lives as well?
Both. Any kind of organization, and certainly personal life is very much a part of business.
Last month we talked about gratitude. One thing we didn't get to that I had on my list was choices. I think everything, what you do and even what you don't do is a choice.
You know, I think we spend a lot of time running from choices that make a difference. I spend a lot of time on the question, what result do you want to create? People say, well, that's an obvious question. Well, it's not. Most people are asking, what do I want? And what they want is to be comfortable, to do what they did last time. When we ask what result we want to create, we're introducing purpose into our lives, taking the anchor of learning out of the past, throwing it into the future, and it changes how we see, changes the choices we make.
Well, you got out of your comfort zone last month, and you went on a vacation. And we were talking off the air, and I was saying, I love going on vacation. I love the change of scenery. I love the change of perspective. You kind of get out of your own head and your own routine. You see things differently. And Bob Quinn, who is very enlightened in life, said you don't really go on vacation?
Well, I think I said that my life is a vacation.
Well, that's a great attitude. So what are you working for then?
You know, I've reduced my life statement to three words: inspire, positive, change. And so everything I write, everything I research, every consulting effort I make, every speech I give, every interaction, I'm trying to inspire positive change in other people. And when that starts happening, life is a vacation.
That's great. When I try to do that, people run. I've been called a Pollyanna. And people say, oh, it's just her again, talking about love being important. But I do think it's important. I have that perspective. I've been through the things that I've been through in my life that have helped me be the way I am right now. Why do you think people are resistant to change or resistant to a positive attitude?
Well, whenever you introduce anything that's non-conventional, it's not inside their normal experience, it's a threat because it means I have to learn something or do something in a new way. And unless you can paint a picture that's very desirable, that's an attractor, that's stronger than the fear, they are going to run away. And we all do it all the time.
So you think people don't want to change, or they're comfortable being unhappy? I hate to say it that way.
Well, you know, I remember interviewing a world-class public school teacher, and she said, I went to the ed school, they taught me how to teach, then I went to the first day of class, there's 30 little faces looking at me, and I suddenly feeling pretty desperate. She said, I knew that if I was going to be a good teacher, I had to learn the needs and interests of every one of those 30 faces, and they were all unique. And I was writing that down. She said, then I went to the next level, and I looked up, and she said, then I learned they were all the same. I said, you just said they were unique. She said, yeah, but they're all the same. You see, and here's a key phrase, no matter what they say or do, comma, every kid wants to succeed. Every kid wants to learn. Every kid wants to be respected. Every kid wants to be loved. When you break that code, you can teach anybody, old, young, gifted, special ed. Now, that's a profound statement.
Yeah.
Because what it's saying is those same kids who are demonstrating they don't want to learn, simultaneously, they do want to learn, but she has to provide a context that makes them feel safe getting out of their gopher hole. Well, very effective change leaders understand that. Conventional thinkers don't.
Didn't you write something about horse whisperers? It seemed very complex, but
yeah.
it can be done.
I recently had a young friend come back from a convention or a conference at the University of Michigan School, Social Work School. And I said, what was the highlight? He said, oh, the boy whisperer. And I said, well, what's that? And he said, there was a man there who they sent him troubled teenagers. He described how they come in. And within a very short time, they're transformed because he interacts with them in a way that they can grow. Now, all the people in the system they've bounced off of have not been effective, but he is. And then I shared with him the story of the horse whisperers, you know, Monty Robbins' book, The Horse Whisperer, of a little boy, mm-hmm. you know, who loved horses, but then spent years studying them informally but intensely and learned that horses communicate. And then he learned to communicate with horses. And he began to do miraculous things with horses that everybody knew couldn't be done. As you and I pay great attention to the things we're passionate about, we begin to become masters of that activity. And I think it's shown in all kinds of activities.
So that's good for self-awareness, which I think we both agree is very important. But to deal with other people, that takes a lot of observation and selflessness. Are people up to that? Do you have to be interested in it?
You know, a lot of people wring their hands because their teenager mm-hmm. is acting up. And then they just keep doing what they did last time, and the kid keeps acting up. There's a change I, as a parent, have to make relationship possible where he can change. Selflessness is one of the dimensions.
Another strong statement that we hear a lot is it's either fear or love. Do you think it's mm-hmm. that basic, that kind? It's either or, that's it?
Well, I think we all are programmed to be fearful, despite the fact we postured that we're not. And it takes conscious work to move to a positive place, to increase our positivity ratio. But we can do that, and it's a choice.
There we are back at that choices
thing
again.
Yeah.
Work to make it more positive. And this is true in your personal life and in your business life.
I think it very much is. It's a very ancient argument, you know, this consciousness notion. But today it's supported by a lot of research.
So here you are, an esteemed University of Michigan professor, an author, a speaker. How important do you think love is?
Well, I think it's crucial. I think that the amount of love in this room right now as we do this interview affects the quality of the interview. And you say, wait a minute, we're strangers. We've only known each other for a short time. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think that as you and I prepare ourselves, we can experience love for each other, for the task we're doing, for the life we're living, and performance goes up.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Bob Quinn, Dr. Bob Quinn, is a University of Michigan Ross School of Business professor and author. We'll put all your links to your 16 books on our webpage, WEMU.org. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thanks.